Hi, everybody. My name is Julia, and this is our Daily Breath. It's time to pause and take a moment for yourself. Connect to where you are and how you're feeling, and breathe through it. Let's get the day on track. Are you ready? Let's breathe. Hey, everybody, and welcome to our Daily Breath. Happy Sunday. I want to just start by reminding you of something that we talked about yesterday, and that is how worthy you are of the things that you want. There's something called the art of allowing, which is literally about allowing the well-being of the universe into your life, releasing those ideas that you're not worthy, that you're not enough, no longer resisting the well-being that the universe has for you. You deserve that. It is your birthright, and it is yours when you allow it. Let's go ahead and take some time today to get grounded and start our week in the most amazing way possible. Find a comfortable seat and make sure your feet are flat on the ground. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Do that again. Deep breath in and all the way out. Deep breath in and release everything. I want you to keep doing this, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you do, imagine just the cleanest, most crystal clear air coming in through your nostrils, swirling around your head and other parts of your body, so that as you exhale, that air takes with it anything that no longer serves you. Those things leave your system in like a gray vapor as you exhale out of your mouth. Breathing in and letting everything that doesn't serve you go. Do that one more time. And go ahead and resume your normal breathing in and out through your nostrils. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. And as you do this, really pay attention to what's going on in your body. The expansion and contraction of your lungs, the expansion of your diaphragm and stomach. Notice if your shoulders are moving or if there's any other part of your body moving while you breathe. Put your focus there. And when your mind wanders, remember that's okay. Just catch yourself, say thank you, I'll think about that later. And get back to focusing on whatever it is. Now imagine a giant blush brush and use that brush to paint the bottoms of your feet with gold. Gold dust that shimmers and shines so that your feet are shining with gold. And now imagine roots coming out of the bottoms of those feet, extending down into the earth, all the way down into the soil of the earth. And as those roots grow, they go down, but they also go out. And really feel the tendrils of those roots grasping and clinging to the earth, clawing into that soil as your roots continue to grow down and out, down towards the center of the earth, where it finds that center and wraps around it a couple of times, really locking you in. Now take some time to feel what this feels like. Feel it in your legs, how absolutely secure you are to this earth. You are like the tallest tree of the forest. Nothing is taking you down. Really feel that. Take a deep breath and then imagine a golden light tinged with the green of the forest that comes up through your roots to the bottom of your feet, up through your ankles, your shins, and your calves. And if this beautiful earth energy encounters something that no longer serves you, it removes it, sends it back out into the universe, and continues up your legs, swirling around your knees, up through your thighs, going around your hips and kind of pooling in the pelvis as it crosses over and goes back down the opposite leg. So you're literally cycling golden, loving energy from the earth. Now imagine looking up and seeing a bright white gold light coming down that is tinged both with blue and yellow. And that goes down in through the top of your head and splits into two on either side of your spine going down. Really feel that energy massaging the back of your neck, your shoulders, your shoulder blades, either side of your ribs, down your lower back, and around the back of your hips and pelvis till it pools with the earth energy in the pelvis and combines to create just this beautiful golden white light tinged with the blue and yellow that make up green plus the green of the earth. What a brilliantly green color just on the outsides of our bright white gold energy. And we're going to draw that energy up through our root chakra and our sacrum, our sacral chakra, up through our solar plexus, into our heart center and our heart chakra, and up into our collarbones where it branches off into our arms, splitting into, circling our shoulders and biceps, our elbows and forearms, wrists, hands, and spilling out from our fingers like sparklers going back down into the earth. Grab the energy from your collarbone and pull that up through your throat chakra, up through the front of your face and into your third eye. Swirl that around the top of your head as it exits the top of your head through your crown chakra and spills out and over like the most beautiful fountain. And now imagine what you look like, super connected to the earth, beautifully connected to the heavens, cycling the most loving, gorgeous energy. You are connected. You're also safe. And boy, are you filled with the love of the earth, sun, and moon. Now imagine wrapping yourself in a cloak. Cloak yourself in the bright light of protection. Absolutely impenetrable from the top of your head to the bottoms of your feet. You are connected. You are safe. You are worthy. And you are protected. Take a deep breath. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Take a few minutes before rushing on to the next thing today. Pay attention to how you feel here and now in this moment. See if you can carry this feeling of connectedness and of energy throughout the rest of your day as you go out there and kick some ass.